Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 19th. The Delta Montrose Electric Association is one step closer to getting out of its contract with wholesale power provider Tri-State. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, a judge in Adams County threw out a lawsuit against DMEA brought by Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association, ruling that the Colorado Public Utilities Commission should decide their dispute. DMEA and Tri-State are in an ongoing legal battle as the entities try to determine a fair price for DMEA to buy out of their long-term contract. Once freed from the agreement, DMEA hopes to get more power from local and renewable energy sources. Tri-State sued in January, arguing that the Utilities Commission doesn't have jurisdiction over the matter, and asking that the court instead rule over the contract dispute. The commission in February asserted its jurisdiction over the matter, agreeing to DMEA's request that it consider the fairness of the proposed exit fee, which has remained confidential. The Public Utilities Commission is scheduled to hear the case in June. Tri-State contends that any exit fee for getting out of a contract early must be fair to its remaining members, taking into account the debt it has taken on to invest in power plants and transmission lines based on long-term member contracts. And from the Denver Post, two state lawmakers have introduced a ballot initiative that would legalize sports betting in Colorado. House Majority Leader Alec Garnett and House Minority Leader Patrick Neville sponsored the effort, which would legalize sports betting throughout the state and tax the new industry at a rate of 10% starting in May of 2020. The vote would allow casinos in the state to open sports books in their casinos and also operate online sports gambling and cell phone apps. The Colorado Division of Gaming would be responsible for regulating the new industry. A United States Supreme Court ruling in May of 2018 struck down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, allowing states to license sports gambling. Nearly 30 states are now contemplating legal gambling. Colorado's proposal is very similar to ones in Delaware, West Virginia, and New Jersey. The state of Colorado would collect 10% off of net sports betting proceeds. That is estimated to be between $7 and $9 million annually. If voters say yes in November, the money made on betting revenue would go towards paying for Colorado's water plan. The Environmental Protection Agency is considering changes to the Clean Water Act that could affect Western Slope waterways. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
Small streams and wetlands on the Western Slope could see considerably less federal oversight under a proposal from the Trump administration. The proposal includes more narrow definitions of what waters get protection under the Clean Water Act, which is the primary federal rule regulating water pollution. In 2015, the Obama administration determined that in addition to major rivers and lakes, protection would also be extended to ephemeral streams and ponds and isolated wetlands. Ephemeral streams are those that don't have water year-round. They flow only after rainstorms and otherwise are dry. Isolated wetlands are not visibly connected to a river or other body of water. Now, the Trump administration is seeking to rewrite the 2015 rule. Under the new proposal, isolated wetlands would no longer be federally protected. Neither would ephemeral streams and ponds. Intermittent streams, those which flow seasonally with runoff from melting snow or other sources, would be protected on a case-by-case basis. The changes could end up harming larger rivers, though, since many intermittent and ephemeral streams feed into bigger waterways downstream. Here's Alita Powers, an environmental scientist and president of consulting firm ERO Resources, talking about the potential impact.
You could have someone doing some other activity that places fill in an ephemeral drainage. There could be sediment load that could be fed into navigable waters or wetlands abutting those waters. From an environmental perspective, it reduces the protection of the system as a whole by excluding protection of ephemeral streams.
Overall, the changes are meant to reduce the amount of federal regulation that individuals and businesses must comply with. For example, when a county bridge crosses an ephemeral stream, the county would not have to get a permit under the Federal Clean Water Act to replace that bridge. Farmers and ranchers might not see much change, though, says Powers.
So under the Clean Water Act, there are agriculture, farmland, irrigation ditch, and drainage ditch exemptions. So they're already a lighter regulatory load on the agricultural community. So there probably would be a fairly limited effect.
The changes are intended to give more authority to state and local government in determining how to regulate water pollution. But the proposed changes also lift many basic safeguards. For example, more than 98% of Colorado's residents rely on public drinking water systems that depend on surface waters, which are classified as ephemeral, intermittent, or headwaters. Many of those waters could lose protection under the new proposal. Public comment on the proposal was due April 15th, and at least two of the counties in the KVNF listening area submitted letters of comment to the Environmental Protection Agency. Mesa County's letter asked the agency to clarify some definitions of protected waterways. Delta County commissioners also wrote a comment letter. Even once the new rule is finalized, it will likely end up in court and probably won't change how water is protected for several years. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
From Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis spent part of his 100th day in office yesterday, signing the state's $30 billion budget package. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle celebrated the $300 million the state will spend on transportation and the new investment in full-day kindergarten.
In these times that there's a lot that divides us, early childhood education and kindergarten is really something that unites us.
The budget includes $175 million for the kindergarten programs. Polis says it also keeps tuition flat at the state's universities next year. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.